I see you. I choose you. I love you. These are the words that each of us needs to hear in one form or another from the people in our lives whom we value. We need to be seen and clearly reflected, to know that we are willingly valued and supported in who we are, and to feel nurtured, cared for, and a part of someone else's life and heart. These are the things which empower a human being with self-esteem and confidence enough to face the everyday challenges of life in the world. To hear these words or other words like them from one or two important people in one's life is a minimum requirement for psycho-emotional spiritual health. To hear these words from one's entire family is even better. To feel this support and confirmation from one's entire social village is an amazing support in an individual's efforts to be happy and to be successful in all ways. And to feel seen and valued by the dominant culture at large is an incredibly powerful basis for moving out into the world each day with confidence, hope, and trust. Cisgender people are people for whom their own personal, internal sense of their gender identity, who they know themselves to be when they wake up in the morning, is in alignment with the appearance of their bodies, with their roles in their families and in society, and with how they appear and present themselves to the larger world. For this majority of people, in their everyday activities and interactions as regards their gender, the three primary support messages are offered regularly and without exception. The messages are conveyed verbally, non-verbally, and in the form of sociocultural presumptions and norms. There is no doubt for them whether they are being seen as the woman or man they know themselves to be. This is a great benefit and a mostly unrecognized privilege for cisgender people, a privilege being simply an advantage someone possesses which was not personally earned by them by doing something special. A privilege is an advantage that comes automatically, part and parcel, with one's identity and position in society. A transgender person is one for whom their personal internal sense of their gender identity, who they know themselves to be when they wake up each morning, is at odds with the appearance of their bodies, their expected roles in their families and in society, and or in how they are perceived by the world. For transgender people, the three primary support messages are not a cultural given and cannot be expected with full confidence in the everyday life of the transgender person. As a trans woman, when I am misgendered in my everyday life, usually by being referred to as sir, he, or him, the message I hear is, I do not see you as the person you are. You are not a real person. I reject you. When this happens, my own internalized transphobia is triggered. In that brief moment, I experience the same feeling of rejection I have felt from my family of origin, some of my close friends and associates, and from society at large for most of my lifetime. In that moment, my self-confidence is shaken, and all of those old stories and feelings of rejection, shame, fear, and unworthiness flash through my being in an instant. On a good day, which is most days, I recover almost immediately. I simply correct the person who has misgendered me. They quickly apologize. I just as quickly forgive them, and we both move on with our conversation. But on a day when I'm feeling tired or vulnerable, or when the conversation moves too quickly for me to interject, the trauma takes hold. I move forward from the interaction feeling disempowered and ashamed that I did not stand up for myself. I go forward from the conversation feeling unloved and maybe even unlovable, the same way I felt in the past when the people in my life I really loved and whose love I needed for my very survival, when those people too could not see me for who I was. Pronouns do matter. They matter very much in almost all cases. But is it really necessary for us to always say our pronouns every time we introduce ourselves at meetings, and even sometimes in our informal interactions? There's a lot of discomfort expressed by people, including me, when asked to do that. Why do we object? Why do we object? Taking part in group meetings where this request to share personal pronouns is made, I've sensed several different feelings in myself and others. There is annoyance, discomfort, embarrassment, resentment, confusion, uncertainty, and just a general resistance to being asked to do something new and different. Personally, I felt much more comfortable a couple of years ago when the recommended behavior regarding pronoun usage was, if someone is presenting as female or feminine, use female pronouns when addressing them. If someone is presenting as male or masculine, address them with male pronouns. If you are uncertain about someone's gender presentation, politely ask them something to the effect of, what pronouns shall I use in addressing you? But what I have come to understand, much to my even further discomfort, and providing me with a healthy dose of humility, is that I can't always tell what pronouns a person uses based on their appearance. Wow. Surprisingly, even trans people have no superpower ability to always recognize other trans people. It's not instinctive. Gender can seem obvious, but it is not always. The truth of this becomes clear when someone you think you know pretty well introduces themselves with pronouns that are not at all what you expected to hear. We really cannot be sure we know the heart of someone else unless they willingly share it with us. As Unitarian Universalists, we profess to, quote, affirm and promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person, end quote. It behooves us to do what is necessary to live up to this ideal, even when it feels like a stretch for us, and even when it moves us out of our comfort zone. We want to be able to say to every person honestly and with assurance, I see you, I choose you, I love you. So the next time you find yourself faced with this uncomfortable request to speak your personal pronouns, just smile at your discomfort and boldly and confidently say something like, hi, my name is Donna Somony. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. Thank you.